Day 357, or December the 23rd. Some things really are certain. Our thoughts today come from 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. John concludes his first letter with a plea to love as Christ loved. He uses the word translated love 27 times in chapter 4 alone, and it is obviously a mark of real discipleship in John's mind, and God's too. He goes on to say that we can be sure of our salvation and be guided by prayer and freed from habitual sin. It is a lovely warm letter from the last physical link with Jesus and drips of genuine sincerity. This letter contains words from a godly old man who was once described by Jesus himself as a son of thunder alongside his brother James. And now today's action step. As John writes near the end of his earthly life, he yearns to transmit his certainty of eternity with as many people as possible, and his words are still a source of encouragement and assurance all these centuries later. He writes so that we will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that we have eternal life, the reality and not the illusion. There are few things in this world today that are absolutely certain, so much so that certainty has become a lost concept for many. Take a look in a jeweler's shop window and you will see watches marked as water-resistant rather than waterproof. When I worked in the construction industry, we had for many years used materials that were called rot-proof, but are now labelled as having a high resistance to biodegradation. It seems we only get real absolutes in the advertising world when films are described as unforgettable or the funniest ever. No one ever believes this hype, and therefore many have difficulties believing John when he is so dogmatic. Believing advertisers is one thing and believing God's word is another. God is totally reliable, and you can depend on that. We have it in writing.